are listening to BMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network, global food for thought.
Welcome to eBay Radio, the show that gives you the bigger picture and better terms of service. Here is your host, Griff.
And this segment is sponsored by WebInterpret.com, helping eBay sellers boost their international sales. Selling real estate is all about location, 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 but selling on eBay is all about customer service, customer service, customer service. Whew. Here now to give us 7 customer service tips that will keep your customers coming back for more is our very own good friend, John Lawson, CEO of Colder Ice Media, known on eBay as Titanium Power Seller, Third Power Outlet. John, what's your first tip?
Oh, my gosh. I love the intro.
Well, it's our pleasure.
It is listen. Listen. I think sometimes I get caught up sometimes, and knowing what I want to respond before they even get finished or even through the email. I don't even listen to the entire thing. I already am rolling my eyes once they start calling the customer support line. So you got to listen first. Cool?
So the first tip is to listen.
The first tip is to listen. Give them their time.
It's a good point.
Tip number two, go ahead. What'd you say?
No, I love that. That's a great start.
Now, tip number two is take ownership of the issue. Really, never, and this is a big important thing for us to remember, it's never the customer's issue. It's always going to be our issue, and that is not a dictate that necessarily you have to believe. I'm just going to tell everybody that's a dictate that the federal government makes. If a package does not arrive for whatever reason, because their dog ate it, I don't care. The people won't put it in the boxes right, and I don't care what it is. If that customer paid us money and they don't get their package by federal law, we are responsible. So immediately in this customer service issue, take ownership of the issue and make sure that we, as the seller of the product, get that issue handled. That's our dictate. We have to do that.
I saw somebody on eBay on one of the boards a couple of days ago talking about how she was talking to her buyer when the buyer had a problem. Mm-hmm. And she said to the buyer, "Do you think it's my fault when the post office doesn't deliver your package on time?"
Oh, geez.
Right.
You know, and I thought, oh, my God, there is a seller that doesn't get it.
Yeah, but it's not your fault. It's the post office's fault. However, it's my issue with the post office, not the customer's
exactly.
issue with the post office. That's what I mean by taking the ownership. Fantastic example.
Well, we're talking to John Lawson, a good friend of eBay's and eBay Radio. His 7 customer service tips that will keep your customers coming back for more. And we've heard so far, the first tip is to listen to your customer. The second tip is take ownership of the issue.
Yes. How much more can there be? I think that about sums it up. But there are more. There are more tips besides.
There's a couple that'll help you out, you know. Number 3 is to empathize. Kind of put yourself in their position and understand that it's business and never personal. They don't know you from Adam. They will write it as though they know you, that they think you are a ripoff and you're trying to scam somebody. They'll write it. But honestly, they have no idea who you are, so do not take it personal.
And you know, John, you should someday do a tip expanding on that empathy and how to have the empathy. Because if there's one thing I hate for somebody to say to me is, "Oh, I'm sorry you're having that problem. I feel your pain." But, and then they end it with but.
With but.
Uh-huh.
You know, and
I'm going to stab you more.
Exactly. But I'm going to blame everybody but myself for this. What's your 4th tip?
Number 4, this is absolutely perfect, man. Stay calm. Stay calm. And that means because a lot of us do it via email. So what I tell people to do is before you type, leave, and then come back before you type. Or if you just got to get it out of you and you type it, walk away before you push the send button. Let yourself calm down. It will change how you respond.
Good lesson in life, too, isn't it?
I know. I'm about to say, if you got kids, take that one with you.
Yeah, really. Okay, what's your fifth tip?
Fifth tip, think win-win. You don't always have to think about, oh, the customer's always right and just giving them the world. But think about win-win. What is fair for both sides of the party to get the issue resolved? Your customer will respect the fact that you've just sent them a $1,000 product and I really can't send you another $1,000 product. They understand that. But you have to think win-win to come up with a good solution that both sides are going to be happy with.
And sometimes the seller side isn't happy, win-win-win.
Yeah.
No.
Sometimes we have to, you know, give of ourselves, even though...
Yeah, win-win-win does not mean we both actually win. It means that we both feel better about the situation that we agreed to.
Okay, good. I like that.
Right, right. So there's no loser here. We both feel better.
What's your sixth tip?
Follow up. That's a great time, guys. Once you have, let's say you tell the people, we're going to send you another one, no problem, we got it, you know. Then when you send it to them, hey, follow up and say, did you get your package? Just check it in, you know, because that adds really, really killer goodwill. Because now you've had an issue, you took care of the issue, and then you follow up, man, they're going to love you forever and come back to your store every time they need a product.
Yeah, that's such a good one because people like to – they think, well, I've done it now. I'm just going to drop it because I don't want anything else to do with it. But follow-up is important.
That's the time you can turn them into a cheerleader.
Exactly. You turn them into a repeat customer who talks about you. That's a very good point.
Last one.
Are we on the last tip already?
Yes.
Yeah, we're on the last one.
All right.
It's like, look, guys, be professional. Be professional, and what that also means is have a process. You know, there are the initial contact after a customer contacts you is probably a simple process letter you could put together, have it in your, you know, Word doc or somewhere where you just copy and paste it, where you are requesting more information, what was the order number, what was the address it was sent to, blah, 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 you know what I mean? You can just have that as a form letter, and that begins the process that they have to go through to get the issue resolved. Have one of those, and that will reduce all of your pain.
Any bonus tips? I'm greedy. I'm greedy. I don't want it to end. No,
right.
Really, he's given us good tips here.
I think more than anything is really just get out of the personality part. It has nothing to do with you. I mean, I can't say that enough. That saved me, you know, I've got tens of thousands of feedback and people like us, and I deal with some of the most underappreciated market, which is the young teenager. Yeah. And when things don't arrive, when they think they're supposed to arrive out of the microwave, because that's the society they live in, they get violent really quickly in their email, and my job is to calm them down and let them know I'm on your side. I want to get this resolved. I prefer that we, you know, find a resolution that's going to work for you. And once they know that, it totally diffuses every bit of anger that they have or every feeling that they're being, you know, misused.
John,
that's what we do.
And that's important because these people are going to be supporting us when we're older, so they've got to learn a little bit more patience.
Listen, one of my grandsons said the F word on Facebook. I'm serious. So I sent him, you know, I commented where everybody could see, his friends could see it. And I said, so I am a work career recruiter. Looking at you for a really good job. What do you think now? You know, reminding them a little bit. Because these kids, they're so used to, you know, the social media and how they can talk. They think they can talk on social media.
Yeah.
So what do you sell, John, to these young people?
Oh, shoelaces.
Ah, okay.
You know, shoelaces, hip-hop stuff, and all that kind of stuff. And you make a good point, is that one of the things is when we're responding back to customers in social or on the boards or in our feedback, remember, you're not responding back to one person. You're responding back to every person that ever thought or thinks about buying from you.
That's right.
And that should change the way you respond anyway.
Exactly. John, how long have you been selling?
For everybody else.
How long have you been selling on eBay, John?
2001.
Oh, that's good. So
as a professional, I mean, before that, I did something back in the 90s. I'm about to say 70s.
Well, yeah, we all did something back in the 70s, John.
Yeah, but it didn't raise
it
enough
didn't,
money.
Exactly.
That line of work just didn't pan out for some of us. So
now we got jobs.
Were you always this way about customer service, or did you learn through the years, John?
I learned through the years because it got to be so overwhelming that I had to have a process. And I had to find ways to keep my, you know, feedback up. I mean, I had a lot of people coming in, and I, you know, you want to keep that feedback rating up. And I'm not giving away the house. I can't give away the house. I gotta make it right for those guys, you know. So that's how I learned. Just when you do, you know, I've done over 100,000 transactions on eBay, so I got it now. I get it.
Well, John, it's always a pleasure talking to you. Are you in Atlanta right now?
I'm in Atlanta right now, and I'm going to South Africa on Saturday.
Oh, South Africa.
Wow.
Yeah. What? I'm doing the happy dance.
Why are you going to South Africa?
There's an e-commerce conference down there I'm going to go to.
Oh, fantastic.
Because, you know, Griff is in Atlanta right now.
I'm just curious. I know that, I happen to... Well, there happens to be an in-person event tonight in Atlanta. I just wondered if you were going.
Where is that?
Oh, it's
I'll find it.
Okay.
Go to ebayinperson.com.
I thought John was coming. I guess not. This segment was sponsored by webinterpret.com, helping eBay sellers boost their international sales. Coming up next, a stress-free selling experience. Stay tuned for more of eBay Radio.
Here's a smart shipping tip to make your eBay sales flow smoothly. Brought to you by Endesha, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping.
Following industry best practices is a great way for online sellers to increase customer satisfaction. One such practice is to offer free shipping and/or package tracking. Another is to research different couriers' pricing and pass along any savings directly to your customer. This requires an eagle eye trained on the weight and dimensions of your packaging, as well as the packing materials and destination. You may find it pays to make changes to your current shipping methods or product line. Following industry best practices is a great way to stand out from the competition.
This tip is brought to you by Endesha, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. Go to endicia.com/eBay Radio.
So, you've heard about Kabbage and their cash advances. You've got some plans, and you need a few thousand dollars to put them to work. The Kabbage application is designed to be fast, painless, safe, and free. Just go to Kabbage.com, and we'll check out your sales data, customer traffic, buyer feedback, and your e-commerce accounts to determine how much cash to advance. Pronto. So you can get on with what you do best, making profits. Kabbage with a K.com, providing working capital to online sellers just like you.
You gotta be kidding me.
Those comments were overheard while watching people getting their yearly tax bill. At GoDaddyBookkeeping.com, we offer the No Surprises system. Each and every year, you'll get up-to-date estimated tax numbers with daily sales tax tracking, along with invoicing, time tracking, and estimates. GoDaddy's online bookkeeping offers the perfect package for eBay sellers with a tried and true eBay track record, since you used to know us as Outright.com. It's a great set of smart online bookkeeping tools at a truly remarkable price, just $9.99 a month. Best of all, you can sleep easy about your tax needs because GoDaddy Online Bookkeeping makes it as simple as turning on your computer.
Holy moly guacamole.
To find out more about the No Surprises at Tax Season system, go to Outright.com and get started today. Listen up, Droid users. Now you can hear eBay Radio live wherever you are with the eBay Radio Android app. Never miss another broadcast. Just go to Google Play Store and search for eBay Radio, all one word. Then download the eBay Radio app for free. It will stream the show live right on your Android mobile device. That's eBay Radio, all one word, in the Google Play Store. Download the app, then call in and tell us where and how you're listening.